The Lowy Institute for International Policy has just hosted its 2015 New Voices Conference on Is Geopolitics Returning to Asia? The conference today focused on maritime security issues in the South China Sea and the Western Pacific more broadly. And I'm joined now by two of our international speakers, Dr. Tui Lei from the China Institute of International Studies and Mr. Mike Mazza from the American Enterprise Institute. Over the last few months, there have been a lot of concerning developments in the South China Sea and imagery released on island reclamation undertaken by China in the disputed shoals and reefs of the disputed waters in the South China Sea. Dr. Tui Lei, could you please give us Beijing's perspective on what's currently taking place in the South China Sea?
In Beijing's perspective, the island building is a natural reaction to the long-lasting behavior by the Philippines and Vietnam in South China Sea islands and reefs. China have been very restrained on building islands, building facilities on South China Sea in the past few decades. But now, given the current situation in South China Sea, China want to solidify its claim in South China Sea by building reefs or so into islands. That also have some pragmatic uses, for example, for defense uses and civilian uses, like providing assistance to fishermen, to cargo ships passing South China Sea.
Mike, how does the United States see China's current island reclamations in the South China Sea?
Yeah, I think U.S. concerns in the South China Sea are twofold. One, it's concern that recent Chinese behavior raises the prospect for escalation, that these disputes could lead eventually to some sort of conflict. But I think more fundamentally for the United States, it's concerned about China's differing interpretations of what is allowed in an exclusive economic zone. China believes that it can regulate the activities of foreign vessels within its EEZ. That's a position that the United States believes is not compatible with international law. The United States relies on the South China Sea and free access to its waters to project power into the Middle East and Central Asia for commerce, for responding to natural disasters and other contingencies, and for defending allies and partners. And so as long as these tensions over what's allowed in the EEZ exist, the United States is going to, I think, attempt to counter Chinese efforts to pursue its claims.
Dr. Tui Lei, could you give us your views on why China has its perspective on preventing foreign military activity within its EEZ, which is the 200 nautical mile economic zone surrounding mainland China?
I think two reasons can explain that. First, the UN clause have a vague stipulation, military rights and objections in EEZs. So China asserts that the foreign military actions have to be approved in advance by little states, while the United States think that oceans are consists of only high seas and territorial seas. So for military ships and aircraft have the right to operate in EEZs, which is similar to high seas. The second reason is China is relatively weaker in sea power compared to the United States. So it needs a strategic steps like in the form of EEZs or ADIZs to protect it from U.S. surveillance and operations.
What more broadly does China hope to achieve in the Western Pacific? Does it have a broader strategic objective for the region?
I think China have a different view of the region, regional security from the United States. China don't want to dominate the region by itself or share power with the United States, following the model of the Council of Europe or the sphere of influence. What China want is kind of inclusive, common security regime in which security problems are resolved through consultations and consensus building. Now, Asia-Pacific security are buttressed by hub and spokes alliance system led by the United States, which the China think is not stable and need to be reformed.
Mike, what's your view on that position from Beijing, and how does Washington see China's objectives in the region?
Yeah, I think U.S. and Chinese security interests are too far out of alignment for such an arrangement to be effective or to work. You know, I think from United States' perspective, there are concerns that that China wants U.S. Influence certainly diminished, if not to see the United States leave Asia. And from an American point of view, that's incompatible with long-term strategic interests, looking to avoid the emergence of a potentially hostile hegemon dominating the eastern end of the Eurasian landmass.
Gentlemen, thanks very much to you both.